another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
I was going to say, we do business in this country, but I don't know how they do it in Ireland. We do it pretty well in this country.
Oh, yeah, they have their ways. They have their ways.
And we do it really well in the Valley here.
Absolutely, absolutely. The only thing I'm doing is kind of sad today because Notre Dame lost last night in the NCAAs, but otherwise we're off and ready to go this morning.
That's not good for the Irish, is it?
No. There'll be a lot of tears in the green beer this morning.
A lot of drinking this morning, and today and tomorrow and next week.
Well,
welcome to our program. Our guest this morning is Jim Rivett. Jim Rivett is from Green Bay. He owns a company there named Archetype. Jim is a founder, co-founder of the company. He's been there about 20 years, and we'll be listening to Jim's story this morning about how he got into business and some of the challenges he's faced along the way, some of the contributions he's made back to the community. He's a pretty interesting story. He's a great guy, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the conversation. But first, before we get into that, we just want to recap the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in a chamber building. It's for folks who are looking to start a business or who are in business and have some questions. It's free counseling from folks who are experts in their fields. We have about 40 to 50 mentors going from Appleton down through Oshkosh down to Fond du Lac. We actually have offices in Oshkosh and in Fond du Lac, so our 8-county area is served by our Fox City SCORE chapter. If you have any questions about the SCORE chapter, or if you'd like to set up a meeting with a SCORE mentor to talk to and get some answers to some questions in your business, go to foxcities.score.org at the website, foxcities.score.org. Look at the website. You have an opportunity to fill out an application for a counseling session. Fill it out, hit the send button, and usually within several days, a mentor will be getting back to you to schedule a meeting. But our SCORE chapter does more than just advise people. We also put on some training seminars and things. Randy, tell us a little bit about what we've done and what we're going to be doing in the near future.
Okay, well, yeah, in addition to, as you said, the mentoring, the one-on-one free programs that we have for anybody who's interested in starting their business, we also feel that there's a lot of special topics that people want more information about. So we provide programs on a regular basis to cover some of those things. Coming up right now, we have on this coming Thursday, in fact, the 22nd of March, we're going to be doing a special program just on social media. It's the business of being social is what it's called. And it's going to be $35. It'll be held at the chamber office, and it'll be from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. And if you're really interested in getting started in social media as a business area, we will be asking you to bring your laptop along. We'll be able to go online, work with you directly, and help you get some things set up, started, and so on. So it's a very, very good program. Like I said, 3 hours. It's a $35 program.
And they can bring an iPad 2 or something?
Right.
iPad, the new iPad, something that's wireless.
Whatever you have, we were going to be working Wi-Fi so that you can get on, do any registrations that
and
you might want.
Learn how to tweet and learn about Facebook and LinkedIn and all those
correct.
Things. That's
correct.
That's social media.
Right. And we have Jyothi Nedengadi, who's our chapter chair and also an expert in the
that.
Area, will be taking care of that class.
I've seen her tweet, LinkedIn, and Facebook all at the same time.
Okay.
She did.
I have trouble just walking down the street and chewing bubble gum, so it's...
But it's like speaking three languages at
yes,
one time.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, we're working with a lot of that, and in the area of marketing, we'll be talking about that a little bit later on, but the roles that these new media play and how they are tools that people need to use because it's such a large market out there that does use
the
social
media.
We have
that Simple Steps program coming up?
Right. Those of you who missed the Simple Steps program a month ago, we are going to be restarting that program. The schedule is for May 17th.
Good.
And that will be, again, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 that morning. It will be at the Copper Rock coffee shop downtown Appleton, right there on College Avenue.
Yep.
They have a beautiful meeting room on the side there.
That's our general session?
This will be the basic session. It's $25. We ask you to register for that session. What we'll do is go through all of the basics as far as a business plan and being an entrepreneur, and then go from there. The following program then comes up in June. There'll be 4 weeks. weeks of actual how to do a business plan, part of the program of the Simple Steps program.
And those topics include marketing?
Those include marketing. You're going to be doing the financials and cash flow program. We have attorneys there to do information about types of businesses, legal questions, as well as bankers that come in at the end to answer that world-famous question, where do I get the money?
Yep. And really the purpose of this program is to help people come to the answer the question, do I want to start a business?
Right.
That's
right.
Really the purpose. But we've had people who are in business come in and actually get a good refresher.
Right.
And get, you know, relearn some of the things and get renewed with that.
Yes, we've had a lot of people who are in business who've taken the course and, you know, gotten one or two very, very big items out of it.
Right.
So they felt really well, really good about it. So, yeah, if you're interested, the place to go, again, is out to our website. That would be at www.foxcities.score.org. On there, look at the current programs that are being offered. You can register right there. We're set up with PayPal, so you can go right through that. And you'll be able to register, like I said, for the program on the 22nd, yet that's still open.
Sure.
There's another program on the 19th on law, legal questions, and so on coming up. That, again, will be a three-hour program. You can register for that one. And then also the one on May 17th, the first program in the Simple Steps program, will be available. Available for registration.
And 419, do we know where that is yet?
The one 419 will be, again, at the chamber
at the
office
chamber.
In the lower area.
In the morning or evening?
Morning, 8 to 11.
Okay, great. Another $35?
Or? Another $35 program, okay. Right. Yeah, good. We run a number of those, and then, of course, the Simple Steps program is $25 a class.
Good. Thanks, Randy. The other thing I'd like to do before we take our break is just thank our sponsors for helping to bring this program to you each weekend, and those sponsors include Associated Bank. We're very happy to have them as a long-term sponsor. They've done a lot for the SCORE chapter and for BizTalk, and they have a great presence in the community. We want to thank Alberts and Haling CPA firms. Kurt Haling is the local partner. They have offices in Appleton, Green Bay, and they are very, very good for annual tax returns, annual financial statements for business owners. If you're an individual or a business owner, check out Alberts and Haling. They're great service. I also like to thank Lakeview Credit Union for being a sponsor, with their offices in Appleton and Nina. Thank you to Hurling Clark Law Firm for being our legal sponsor. That's always a good sponsor to have because there's so many legal questions that come up. And we'd like to give a special thank you to the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical called Business News. If you're not subscribed to the program, please consider doing so. It's $20 a year, and you'll get everything you need to know about business in East Central Wisconsin from the Business News. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And good morning. Welcome back to BizTalk. And as Randy indicated earlier in our program, we want to wish everybody a really happy St. Patrick's Day, a safe St. Patrick's Day. It's a beautiful day out there, and it's beautiful weather. So what more could you ask for? You could even be Irish and golf today, Randy.
one of my thoughts for the day was to go out on the greens and do a little extra green work.
Smack them.
But we'll see what happens.
Well, our guest this morning is Jim Rivett. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program. Thanks for coming down from Green Bay.
It's nice to be here.
And tell us a little bit about your company, Archetype. What do you do there? How long have you been in existence? What is your role there, Jim? Tell us what you do.
Well, in September, we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Yes.
And my role is really president and executive creative director, but I don't like people to get confused by that word president because I take out the garbage, I wash the floors, I do everything you know that you need to do. So it's not so prestigious as it sounds.
Right. And you drive around in a
11-year-old Jeep, which you don't want to. We don't really need to talk about it. Yeah, barely.
What does Archetype do, Jim? What sort of does it do? And give us some ideas of the level of service.
In the early days, we really started off as a more of a design studio, and then as times progressed, we kind of morphed into a full service integrated marketing communications firms with a lot more business strategy driving everything and focusing on metrics and also dealing with, grounded in strong business strategy. So, and we're taking a big approach in the digital media world too, as well.
Okay. Now, I've known your firm for about, you know, several years. We did some work together, and your firm actually provided me with the logo for my company, and I've had a lot of compliments on that logo. It's a really nice logo. Mm-hmm. You also do some things that are very creative in terms of video. You've done that one Westbound.
Right.
And tell us about the Westbound.
Well, 10 years ago, we really did a strategic move into video and video production and animation. And so one of the projects we undertook was a documentary, a full-length feature documentary on Adolf Anderthey, which was a gentleman who lived in Green Bay, who's the Grand Duke of the Hobos, and carved a collection of 5,000 pieces of tramp art made from cigar boxes during the Depression. And John Michael Kohler Art Center bought all of this, all of his collection. And we documented this man's life for 3 years and premiered it at a film festival in Nashville and Los Angeles. And now his son has taken it to a New Zealand film festival. So it's been an interesting project.
Wow, that's... And how did you get into tied into that idea or working with that kind of a background?
Well, to do video or that
to that particular subject?
I knew his granddaughter for years and had been hearing for like 10 years to meet. I had to meet her grandfather. And then one Christmas Eve, just hooked up and said, "How old is your grandfather?" He said, "Well, he's 92. So I went over there and did a quick test interview and spent the whole day there. And from then on, it was just like a really good match, and he was really a great guy, and we filmed over 80 hours of his life.
Jim, where could people see that video? I've seen it, and it's a great story. It's a remarkable story. The guy was a genius. I mean, he was very influential.
Very interesting man. You can go to www.catchwestbound.com to find out more information, but the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay also sells the film and the soundtrack. We had a lot of good musicians. Pat McDonald gave us a lot of the music for the soundtrack with Melanie Jane. And Jill Solbuehl gave us some music and actually met Adolf. And Sam and Ruby, who Ruby was just on Saturday Night Live with Jack Waite, did two songs for the documentary soundtrack too. So it was really great.
We're talking with Jim Rivett this morning from Archetype in Green Bay. If you have any questions for Jim, you can call us at Appleton, our 281-1150. The phone number here is 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Jim, when you started your company about 20 years ago with your business partner, Paul, and you got that up and running, it wasn't anything like it is today, is it?
No, but I actually, just to clarify, I came into it 4 years after it was started.
Okay.
And I was actually in a sabbatical in Costa Rica, and I came to work with Paul Menke for one day of the week because my job got filled while I was on this year sabbatical in Costa Rica. And I said, they said, "You're going to come back early or we're going to have to fill your position." I said, "Well, I'm not going to come back early." So that's how that all started. But yeah, it was a smaller shop, and it was pretty focused on just design projects. And as we grew and I became a partner in the business, really made a strategic effort to get into much more multimedia. And from animation to film. And
what were some of the challenges you faced along the way? What were some of the motivations you faced along the way?
Well, some of the motivations were I had a minor in television and film production, so I always had a passion for that. I love design and the whole creative aspect of advertising.
Sure.
But the film component I thought was a great way to round us out. And I always realized that everything was going to be going towards more streaming video, and look what we're doing on the web. We got in. Went out and got a business loan to buy some video equipment, bought $25,000 worth of video equipment before we even really knew what we were going to do with it. But it really paid off because we started getting some strategic people. One of them was Shelley Young, who worked for public television, came in and really rounded up the whole group of designers to kind of start working in animation and multimedia and in full-length video. So,
Over the past few years, I'm sure you've seen quite a change in the way video is handled, the way it's directed, and the way it's used. Could you, kind of talk a little bit about some of the changes, especially with the social media?
Right. With social media, we're finding that you have to reappropriate a lot of the video and have it be multi able to perform on multiple levels. You know, if you do a short documentary, you can also, or any video for any business, you really have to be able to repurpose it to maybe include it in push emails, and maybe it's used in trade shows, used on your website. So the great thing about video is that you can actually refresh it and update it and add new content without mm-hmm. having to start completely over.
So the good old days of just filming a 30-second and throwing it up on the screen and hoping for the best is long gone?
Right. You have to think a lot more in bigger terms.
Right. Yeah, this one again with the social media, obviously we're not designing to sell the product, but rather to drive the person to that mm-hmm. website where they can sell. So, yeah, it's a whole different attitude, a whole different direction.
Mm-hmm. Randy, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back again. We're talking with Jim Rivett this morning, owner of Archetype, a firm in Green Bay that's involved in advertising and promotional and public relation efforts. And we're talking with Jim about how he got started in the business. They've been in business about 20 years. Jim, share with us a little bit, in your experience, the value of a business plan. How has that helped a company grow and meet the challenges and take advantage of opportunities?
Sure. Like we were talking before, we've done some strategic planning sessions with outside consultants who have come in and worked with us. But right now, one of the biggest things that in this kind of economy was important was to call on somebody like yourself who did help us with cash flow issues, and that was what was really great to tackle some of those projects along with having your business plan and your strategic new business approaches. But mm-hmm. one of the best things that we've developed after meeting with somebody who is an expert in cash flow was that we developed these financial mind maps that were visually diagrammed flows of where cash was coming and where we were anticipating our revenue streams coming from. That has been really critical into the development of the business because we need to know where everything is at weekly.
Could you explain a little bit more what you mean by a mind map? I'm not familiar with that term.
A mind map is pretty much kind of it's like bubble charts where you have bubbles that identify every revenue stream or every client that's either accounts payable or accounts receivable that we analyze weekly, and it gives us a current and a really easy snapshot of where things are at that time we're reviewing it. But the really cool thing about that is I'm sure it drives people crazy when I request these. I'm more visually oriented than mm-hmm. I am by looking at a lot of spreadsheets. That's just the way I'm wired. It seems to work well because we can look at things quickly and have a good conversation about where things are coming at.
So instead of looking at the 15-foot long flow chart right. or the big spreadsheet, you guys right. use a mind map.
Right. And I like mind maps in a lot of different applications.
Another way I would describe it would be most companies might have an organizational chart. There's the president and there's mm-hmm. the VPs and mm-hmm. the people working for them and down the line. Each one of those circles or squares becomes, in Jim's mind map, a circle, and it's color-coded, and it has a title and a dollar amount in it. And the organization chart becomes a series of circles that are connected to each other, and there's some time frames in it. And by doing that, what they did was they took their own initiative and their own skill set and said, how can we portray this financial information in a way that everybody can understand it simply just by looking at it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it did a really nice job. Financial mind maps work very well for them because everybody understands it. And when you do one, the discussions are very factual.
Okay.
You don't hear a lot of paper shuffling as folks are going from the balance sheet to the P&L mm-hmm. to the cash flow projection or cash flow sheet.
Great.
So it works real well for them.
You see color transitions as something goes from one stage to the next.
Right.
You can easily identify color.
Okay.
Color
like reds we got to address right away. Mm-hmm. A green is good. Yellow's a caution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, some ideas on that sort of thing.
So great opportunity for people who, like you said, are extremely visual in the mm-hmm. way they handle things
right.
as opposed to those of us who get all bogged down and enjoy mm-hmm. Multiplying and dividing and subtracting stuff.
Right.
So.
We have other people are good at that. But
I've had business clients in the banking world who would – I'd sit down and interview them and ask, how's your business doing? He'd pull out a yellow sheet of paper and start writing notes on it. He was mind mapping.
Mm-hmm.
He was laying out what he perceived is going to happen, when it's going to happen, here's how much is coming in, how much is going out. That's a mind map.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say, could I have a copy of that? So he'd give me a copy of that. I'd go back to the bank and I'd translate that into what I had to put it into to get approval at committee. but those are mind maps.
Yeah. Okay.
And the budgeting that your company went through, you had done some budgeting, but it wasn't until we had that common understanding of and then measuring it and making sure you're
meeting your
metrics
objectives.
Are there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that was critical, I think, to have somebody from the outside come in, and you're too close to it. You need somebody from the outside guiding you and advising you on what's the right thing, right way to go.
Did I hear you say that you meet on a weekly basis then
yes.
to go over your strategic plan and your financial situation?
Right. And what happens is we've got a new business team that will, will take a lot of the information coming out of our financial mind maps meeting, and we'll approach and talk about some of those.
Okay, so keeping it up to date, keeping it flexible, keep it moving. Yeah, that's great. Because so many people, again, we tell them, you know, the business plan, you don't just finish it, give it to the banker, then put it on the shelf and see it 6 months later and hope it worked.
Right.
It's a living document.
Right.
Things are changing so fast in our world, you know, with digital technology and how we have to ramp up to perform in all those media kind of aspects from everything from applications, you know, at web apps to mobile websites to online digital marketing. So it's we got to really.
You just mentioned another one that's a lot of interest and seems to be very, very big right now is the mobile website
right.
rather than the big website that everybody has. How does that work? Does it?
Well, there's a lot of people confusing mobile websites with apps, and they're two different things, you know. And I think sometimes you get to talking to somebody, and really what they want is they don't need an app. They want a mobile website. They
okay.
want somebody to be able to access their website from a smartphone, and they want to be able to get at it quickly. They don't really need to go through that whole process of developing an app. But there are those people that need an app, and the mobile website isn't enough. So you have to come in for an assessment, and we evaluate what's the right way to
Okay. The primary difference with the mobile website is size. It's easier to download, faster.
Right. You have speed. It's designed specifically to interface with your smartphone in a way that's compatible with the user, so it's easy to access information
okay.
to where you need to get.
And then if I want to, there's still a direction onto the bigger website and all the rest of the
right,
information.
Right. If you want to go for a deeper dive, you can always go back.
Now, a previous guest we had on the program earlier this year, Mike Pulvermacher from eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who's in the IT business, and he sets up websites, and he does some of what you do, Jim, but he doesn't do the marketing or the PR stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling us that some point later this year, the number of transactions conducted over a smartphone will exceed the number of transactions conducted over computers,
right.
to your point.
Yeah,
you know, it's going that way.
It's happening, yeah.
It's going that way. Jim, you mentioned how it, the changing in the technology, you have to stay sharp. That must offer a few headaches for you in terms of competition. You have to compete with other firms, and this is a flat world, so you may be competing with firms in other states even.
Right.
Right? Explain a little bit how you stay abreast of that and keep your competitive edge sharp so that you're able to secure the business you need to secure.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we're really working on is forming some really great alliances with some other outside vendors, and some of those are app developers that are – we don't have the capacity to take that on in-house all the time, but we have some really great strategic partners that are working with us in those areas. And we have our own internal web people that mm-hmm. that help advise us in that area. But, you know, the big thing, I think, is really staying up on what's happening through attending a lot of webinars. The great thing about digital technology is we can – tap into a webinar really quickly and stay up on what's happening. And I personally read a lot of white papers from especially advertising agents, stay up on what's happening. You have to really read a lot because it's changing so quickly.
And networking, like you indicated, be in touch with the app producers and be in touch with your clients and what their needs are and contact
right.
people, stay networked so people know who you are and what your capabilities
right.
are.
Right. It's all changing so much. The other thing that's really important is Google Analytics and making sure that got your analysis so that you're responding according to what your metrics are showing you. That's the business strategy part of it has ramped up higher than it's ever been, you know.
Again, if you have a question for Jim this morning about how he faces some of these competitive issues and competes in the world, give us a call at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton market, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150. Jim, can you give us your contact data? Where could folks reach you?
Well, you can. I've got an M card, which is another digital thing. You can just text 90210 Jim Rivett, J-I-M-R-I-V-E-T-T, and you'll get all of my stats.
Rivett is in Victor, right?
Yeah, right. R-I-V as in Victor, E-T-T. But yep. You just text 90210. It's a lot of stuff that's happening right now is the strategies of using opt-in text messaging strategies are really relevant because just like for that, if I'm somewhere and I don't have my business card, I just give that text and they'll get all of my vital information, lead them to our website.
Wasn't there a TV program called 90210 or
something? That's the handle that they're using from this text message. It's easy to remember.
Okay. Like right. A California zip code right. Or something, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. No, I was, we talked a little bit, about your planning process and all of that. And one of the things that we always get into in the business plan too is your role in the community as well as your role in the business community, and how that affects and helps you succeed as a business. And I know your organization is very well known for taking part in the civic, mm-hmm. activities. Could you kind of fill us in on some of the things you do and why?
One of the reasons why it's so important, I think, is just because we are located downtown and we're kind of at the core of our city. And we have the ability to help a lot of organizations that maybe wouldn't have the funds to come up and get this kind of marketing support that they need. So it's probably the most soul-satisfying part of what we do is to be able to help organizations like that and causes. Now, we don't do it specifically to reap rewards from it, you do sometimes get other people that will come to your business because of mm-hmm. those referrals, and that's great. But I think it's just the knowing you have the power to really help other organizations that have a really good cause excel, and we feel good about that. We can't always give back money, but we're able to give back our work in kind, and I think that's mm-hmm. really important and lift up a lot of organizations in turn.
Jim, you were telling us before the show, and I knew this from working with you mm-hmm. years ago, the motivation for you in this business, many business owners face this. I want to help people or I need to make money. Mm-hmm. And then everyone in the listening audience can relate to some companies they know that are in there just to make the money. And there are other companies out there to help people. But that's really your motivation. That's what's behind Archetype, isn't it, is helping people?
Right. And whether you're helping in your business or philanthropic, right. I think they're both,
It's the attitude, how you approach it.
Right. They're both symbiotic. But the thing that I have to watch and measure is not to give so much away that you take your eye off of of earning your own revenue. But I think there's a balance for that. And in a hard economy, it's easy to just say, let's stop giving to those organizations, and I think that's when you need to give even more, is because that's when they need it more. So
when you set up your business plan and your financial plan, the contribution section is an important part of it, right. And you include that in that plan.
Right. We have a process where we go through two times a year where we evaluate all of the people that are donating or applying for donations or services. So now sometimes if there's a really good cause that comes through, I kind of short circuit that and we'll say, mm-hmm. This one's really cool. Somebody came to us with Ben's wish about a mother who lost her child, ATV rollover. And, it's just a cool project and she needed it quickly. And we just said, yeah, let's do it. It's something mm-hmm. to do. So you can't also be so bogged down by your process that you can't respond to something that's really important in the community. And that was one of them.
Okay. But it is still part of the original plan right. also, because that's one of the things we try to stress with people, is put that in.
Right. We have an 80-20 policy. We really okay. try to give 20% back to the...
Well, that's wonderful. That's a great process.
Right. It is. And giving back can be time, talent, and treasure. Mm-hmm. So you add that all up. Jim, in terms of your company's uniqueness, what distinguishes your firm from other firms who provide this product? Your services.
Sure. I think what we've really been striving toward is really bringing a strong business aspect and business strategy to their creativity. We don't create marketing materials that are just purely creative, just for creative sake. They have to really respond to the business solution we're trying to achieve. And I think that's what's really great. You can still be creative, but you sure. can still marry it with good sound business strategy, and I think that's our advantage. We really bring a high level of creativity to what we're doing, and everybody will say that, but I do think we have a propensity to have a lot more of the art element advertising design married with good, strong business strategy and ROI.
So you'll sit down with your client and really understand what is it they're trying to accomplish in a business term, and then help them with the...
Right, and we also want all of our clients to really be disruptive in the marketplace and stand out. We don't want to create something that's going to be looking so... They're just another Me Too, because then it becomes this homogenized field of people competing against each other. And, you know, one of the ones that we felt was successful was Austin Straubel Airport. We did their whole campaign, and we have been just having great success with that, because it's been something that's really not typically done in that industry, and it's been animated, and it's fun. It's real fun music, and it's got legs that can carry it out to a lot of applications throughout the years.
Would you like to talk about the Green Bay program?
The Better by the Bay?
Yeah.
Sure. We did start an initiative for Better by the Bay, which was to attract and retain talent in the Green Bay area, and that's been an interesting endeavor by bringing all of the county municipalities into the fold with this too. It's been hard during the economy too. I'm not going to lie. It's been hard. People have been watching their money.
You've got to hang in there.
Right.
Got to keep doing it.
Well, that's what you keep saying. So,
We're going to take our last break right now. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're in our final segment with Jim Rivett this morning. Jim is the president and owner of Archetype in Green Bay. Jim, we were talking a little bit about competition and staying on top of things and how things are evolving. What do you see for the future?
For the future, I think you've got to really, one of the main things I'm focusing on is really continually to monitoring and evaluating your new business process. And I think you have to have a person in place or a team in place that really enjoys building relationships and getting out into the community. And you cannot do new business from a computer in a corner office. It just doesn't work that way.
And that's really a challenge to the new way of doing things. Kids are online. They're Skyping with each other. They're LinkedIn with each other. They may not – business people do that too, and they don't get in front of each other. And I think that's a very important point. We can't forget that.
Yeah. Right. No, we work a lot with our clients, too, trying to get them to understand that the relationships are what they need to develop, whether it be with the professionals that they have as part of their team or how they get together with their client. And so that's interesting to hear that that's where things are going, especially from somebody who's so involved in the tech side.
Right, right. I also think, too, that technology is one means to communicate and execute your strategies, but we really encourage people to do their thinking off of computers a lot of times by resorting to the simple task of sketching and doodling things out and having fun and real organic, just to get ideas out there. And don't go so tight right away, because I think it becomes you run the risk of becoming a Me Too when you just go right to the computer and jump on and do everything through technology.
Now, that's a great point. And do you also encourage people to talk to each other?
Yes, we form in teams. We do a lot of work in teams. Collaborative design projects are really big, and I think that's when we do our best work, is when we bring everybody from, I don't care if it's the receptionist, they have ideas, and they have relevant ideas, and a lot of times those good ideas come from people you wouldn't normally, people in the business office, people in outside vendor corners, come with these great ideas, and they're just as creative as everybody else. It's not just a designer.
What's the pace of your meetings when you get together and talk? Is it really slow and easy, or is it, come on, we got to hurry up and get this done?
You have to let things incubate, and I think what's really good is you have to have a little bit of playfulness in there. You can't be too, creativity doesn't punch a time clock, you know.
Okay, well, and we're getting just about to the end, and as is our normal bent on this program, we usually ask for a biz tip. So if we could, would you have something that you want to leave with us here today?
Sure. I think one of the ones is don't ever be afraid to hire somebody better than yourself, because I think that's going to be a hindrance.
Ooh, that's a big ego challenge for a lot of people.
It's
critically important to success.
It is. I think another one would be to get a good EAP program in place so that...
What is EAP, Jim?
Employee Assistance Program to give them benefits. Of what's happening, especially during a difficult economy. You can have fitness programs, but if you don't have that emotional component.
You're talking about a program where an employee can go to get some counseling for an addiction they might have or some stress in their life right now.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
That's a very critical program. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Randy, you want to recap what's coming up?
We'll see you all on Thursday morning from 8 to 11, learning about social media in business at the Fox Cities Chamber office. Register at our website, which is foxcities.score.org. And I look forward to seeing you.
Yep, that's a good one. And then watch for the new Simple Steps program. is beginning on April 7th or May 17th. That's a pretty popular program for the SCORE chapter. We want to thank Jim for coming in this morning. Thank you very much, Jim. It's been a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
Our guest next week is yet to be determined. We don't have a guest yet scheduled for that, but I wanted to talk to you, Randy, because I got an idea about maybe someone in Oshkosh who might be interested.
Yes, I saw that.
In being our guest next week. So I want to thank you for tuning in this morning and wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe out there. Drink to your delight, but drive safely. Yep. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
And a happy St. Paddy's Day.